Hello, and welcome to episode 26 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, it's Phyllis Michaelitis, continuing my discussion on lean and continuous improvement. It's easy to see why owners and executives get excited about implementing lean. They learn that they can increase revenue and profits while eliminating waste. It helps the top line and the bottom line. The concepts are easily grasped, and many of the concepts are easily implemented. Yet often the outcome is disappointing. Why does this happen? It's because the challenge lies not in understanding the principles, but in the change in the management approach to the day-to-day business activities. It requires transforming your culture as well as your processes. There's no magic wand or silver bullet. However, the benefits of the culture change are long-term benefits. Success depends upon getting the buy-in of everyone and changing from individuals seeking stardom into a group of connected members seeking team success. Just as a constellation is composed of many stars creating a meaningful pattern, a great team is composed of many stars that display a meaningful pattern of success. Great coaches like John Wooden of UCLA fame and Nick Saban of the University of Alabama praise the entire team, as no one achieves success alone. Team success is not limited to sports. Forbes reports that Cisco, GE, and Cleveland Clinic are a few examples of organizations that have abandoned their obsolete functional structures and moved to a team structure. You want to create an environment that's all about a success of the team. When a team wins, the whole team deserves praise. You don't want to create jealousy, envy, or unhealthy competition on your team. Focus on one individual lowers the morale of the team, and it creates distrust as well as unwillingness to share and support one another. Great teams are tribes of connected, sharing people. Not lone wolves, and that includes the sales team. Sean Acor, the author of The Big Potential, says the key to achieving your highest potential starts by helping others achieve theirs. When we invest in others, we reap the dividends of our investment. So if you want your company to reach its highest potential, you must inspire your employees and enable them to achieve their highest potential. And that includes everyone in the company, from the janitor or receptionist to the top executive. Changing the culture includes praising employees when the job is well done, not just an exceptional achievement. Praise the individual for exhibiting a characteristic or for their performance. Acor warns that you should not praise by comparing that person to others on the team, as it diminishes everyone else and ultimately it doesn't achieve your goal. Teddy Roosevelt is one of my favorite presidents, and he said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." Achievements can be contagious, and the best form of praise is to inspire others. For example, someone commits to starting an exercise program when they see someone else who's gotten in shape because of their exercise program. Another example could be someone who signs up for a continuing education program when they observe someone else demonstrating the skills they learned in their class. And a team leader implementing lean when she sees another team succeeding in their lean quest is another example. Research shows that when you treat your employees well and praise them for a job well done, they in turn are friendlier and more helpful to your customers. They also strive to continually perform at their best to make the company a success, and they are more loyal employees. All of these points are important, as happy customers bring repeat business and they recommend your company. Did you know that loyal employees save you 20 to 150% of their salary when you don't have to replace them? I'd like to make a note here about what I've seen in manager feedback and reviews. Managers tend to highlight what to improve and not what the employee has done well. This type of feedback makes the employee focus on the negative, and they don't really hear the positive. A negative approach prevents any of the areas where they achieve success from being reinforced. Fortunately for me, early in my management career, I attended a seminar on how to provide quality feedback. From then on, I first asked the employee to tell me what they thought they did well or what went well on a sales call. I would not allow them to discuss any area that needed improvement until they told me three good things. After I reinforced those successes, I asked them what they thought was the most important skill to improve. If I agreed, I gave them some feedback and coaching and then pointed them to resources on the topic. If I disagreed, I acknowledged their thoughts and redirected them to the most critical skills. I also learned in that seminar that it's essential to be authentic and to be specific. I would take lots of notes when I was doing an observation so I could tell the employee exactly what they did or said and the effect on the customer, team, or product. I also ensured that it was a valid point as the employee would see the authenticity in my face and they'd hear it in my voice. I often see former employees and students at trade shows. They tell me that they remember my dedication to quality feedback and the effect it had on their career.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
I felt this approach was critical to my success, as praise for achievements sparks the energy and the motivation to improve the areas of weakness. It will have the same effect on your journey to success. To get and keep your team moving forward, applying lean and looking for improvements, you must keep them motivated. Working towards a specific goal, such as the creation of a lean environment, requires a full team effort. It can't be achieved by the team leader alone. Paul Akers of FastCap realized this vital point. That's why he instituted the 2-second lean in his company. He believes that everyone can make at least a 2-second improvement every day. Employees in a successful lean organization such as FastCap recognize and pay tribute to one another in their daily meetings. This recognition is not limited to their teams. They recognize people in support areas. For example, a sales rep might recognize the efforts of a pre-press person for catching an error, or the production person for the extra effort to get a critical job out on time. Brian Tracy, speaker and author, and Darren Hardy, speaker, author, and advisor, both tell how small incremental changes keep the momentum going and they compound the success. Lean success is a journey. It's not a destination. Recognition goes a long way in keeping the momentum going. As I mentioned in previous podcasts, Gallup Research reported that only 13% of employees are engaged in their job. A whopping 63% are not engaged, and 24% are actively disengaged. You can't succeed implementing lean if your employees are not engaged. Another study revealed that when you express gratitude and praise 4 or more times in a quarter, employees are more engaged and it can increase employee retention as much as 96%. Recognition makes employees feel appreciated and it increases their feeling of self-worth. Neuropsychology experts tell us to recognize and praise employees for the qualities they can develop. For example, say to the employee that you know they can be a great leader as they are developing good communication, organization, and judgment skills. When you express support for those skills, it creates a message in their unconscious to work on developing those skills to achieve their potential. It's also of note that Rick Sheridan of Menlo Innovations, Paul Akers of FastCap, and Mike Wills of SureSeal all agree that giving tours of their successful lean companies not only inspire the guests, but the tours also motivate and inspire the employees. Check out their sites. These companies are flourishing, And the employees love giving the tours and seeing the guests inspired by what they see. Finally, give employees not only recognition, but also clear direction and help them visualize success. They can't work towards a target that they can't see. Envisioning it dramatically increases the ability to achieve the goal. Great speakers, athletes, and actors all envision success. Many of them have visualization coaches to help them achieve their goals. There are quite a few books available on visualization and how it can unlock your potential. Clear direction is essential. You wouldn't start driving to a meeting or go on a vacation to a villa without directions or at least an address to enter into your GPS. So why would you begin a lean or continuous improvement program without giving clear directions on the path to your success? Ensure the vision you provide incorporates systems thinking and a shared vision. Use words to create mental models for success. Also ensure you provide training for the team and coaching to develop personal mastery of the required skills for success. Then celebrate all the successes, large and small. Stories are extremely helpful in creating a clear vision of success and the journey to get there. You can find some useful podcasts, blog posts, and tools on our website to help you create your stories of success. Remember, change is not a single event. Creating a lean culture of continuous improvement is an ongoing process. As my friend Alan Coletta of Siemens Healthcare Diagnostics says, lean is an unrelenting focus on continuous improvement. Celebrate success, praise your team, and watch them become a galaxy of superstars. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his outstanding work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when I'll share more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send your questions, comments, or topic suggestions to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. And don't forget to visit our website to get your free resources. We're at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Look under freebies. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success, as well as lean checklists. The link is on our website next to the podcasts and blog post. Watch for our free mini course on lean coming soon. As I said, it's absolutely free and filled with tools, tips, and resources to help you achieve success. Well, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.